This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for the ethical use of artificial intelligence, emphasizing that security, dignity and equity should be at the center of all discussions. Inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, he said the WTSA aims to work towards global standards while the India Mobile Congress plays a significant role in services. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. The Prime Minister said that today India is one of the most dynamic countries in the world in terms of telecom and related technology. He said India has 120 crore mobile phone users, 95 crore internet users, and that more than 40% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in the country. He emphasized that the country has made digital connectivity an effective tool for last-mile delivery. Mr. Modi highlighted that India's digital vision is based on four pillars: cheaper devices, connectivity reaching all corners, affordable data, and being digital first. He also mentioned that India is ready to share its experience in successfully building digital public infrastructure with the rest of the world.
Aaj Bharat टेलीकॉम और उससे जुड़ी टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में दुनिया के सबसे हैपनिंग देशों में से एक है। भारत जहां 120 करोड़ मोबाइल फोन यूजर्स हैं, जहां 95 करोड़ इंटरनेट यूजर्स हैं, जहां दुनिया का 40% से अधिक का रियल टाइम डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन होता है, भारत जिसने डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी का effective tool banakar dikhaya hai.
President Draupadi Murmu has called for deeper economic cooperation between India and Algeria. Addressing the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, the president emphasized the need to further strengthen the bilateral partnership and impart new momentum towards a new era of cooperation. President Murmu is in Algiers as part of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Today being the third day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Algeria, the president is scheduled to attend various programs. The president will pay floral tributes at the portrait of former President of India APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary. The president will later address the Siddi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University. She will also visit the seawater desalination project, Roman ruins, mausoleum and Hama garden. On the second leg of her three-nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania tomorrow. In the final leg, the president will visit Malawi from the 17th to the 19th of October. The fourth India-Australia 2+2 secretary-level consultations were held in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Ministry, the Indian delegation was led by Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. The Australian side was led by Secretary of Department of Defence Greg Moriarty and Secretary of Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade John Adams. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Ebert, First Secretary Maria Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross, David Treats, Adam James Shuipka and Paula Orishuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before the 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. The Election Commission of India will announce the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls today. The Commission will hold a press conference at 3:30 p.m. in New Delhi to declare the schedule. The term of the Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month, while the term of the Jharkhand Assembly will end on the 5th of January next year. The polling is underway for Gram Panchayat elections in Punjab. Polling started at 8 this morning and will continue until 4 p.m. Election results will be declared after the polling is over. The polling is being conducted using ballot papers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.